SOP number 46.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of theschoolpodcasting.com. Little disclaimer up front.
I'm exhausted.
I got about 4 hours sleep last night, so I definitely will be having a lot of going on today. So I'm doing a live show because I'm in a hurry, meaning there's no editing, and I'm using Pod Producer. Although there's something about, you know, whether using Audacity or Pod Producer, which are both free programs. I was about 30 minutes into a 38-minute podcast, and Pod Producer crapped out on me. I was not a happy camper. But both those programs are fairly reliable most of the time. On the show today, we're talking about getting hijacked. We're talking about feed burner and juice. Not sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. And how some friends told me about this. I'm really surprised if Feedburner sent out any information about this. I surely missed it. And they're usually pretty upfront about stuff like that. We've got a last 5 and 5 from Dan from the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. And me. And you. That's right, you. Thanks for tuning in. And let's go first. Where do we want to go first? Let's go to Dan from the Journey Inside Your Mind podcast, which is interesting. If you go to his site, which is jimmpodcast.blogspot.com, in his episode 59, what is he talking about? You guessed it. Feed burner and juice, not getting it together. So it is kind of a hot topic, but he's got a lot of cool music going on. And he's from Cincinnati, another Ohioan. So check out the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. He's also got a link right there to that, to his blog, which he also handles. But the idea here, what were the last 5 podcasts that you listened to? Not so much your favorite 5, but hey, timestamp right now. Boom. What were the last 5 you listened to? So here's Dan. Except I forgot to rewind the clip.
Hi, Dave. This is Dan Johnson from the Journey Inside My Mind podcast at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. And I listened to your School of Podcasting morning announcements. You requested us to call in with your last 5 and 5. So, in reverse order, the last 5 podcasts I've listened to are as follows. Dave's Lounge. At davesLounge.com, best to chill out, down-tempo, trip-hop music found on the internet. Prior to that, I mean, that is one of my most favorite podcasts to listen to at work. And prior to that was Today in Music History, hosted by Brian Ibbett of Coverville. He does that for the Denver Post. You can find that out at denverpost.com. And then prior to that was the viral episode of the Manly Geek Show at manlygeek.com. And then before that was the Writer's Almanac. It's something that Garrison Keillor puts out through public radio, and I honestly don't know the URL for that, but americanpublicmedia.publicradio.org. You can find it through there. And then the one that I had listened to before that was the Daily Source Code at dailysourcecode.com, with Adam Curry, of course. So I love the show. Again, you can reach me, Dan Johnson, at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. And this is Dan Johnson saying, make it a great day.
Thank you, Dan. The joys of a live show. You can, while you're listening, you can go hunt for sound effects and, you know, boost the cheese factor. Woohoo! All right. Yes, make it a great day. I didn't have a great day this morning. I'm going to talk about getting hijacked. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, Bonjo hijacked me. No, not this. Not, they didn't hijack my feed in the fact that they put up my feed under a different link. I mean, they went in and rewrote my original RSS feed. Yeah, that makes you feel really good. Now, the only cool thing about this was for my Musicians Cooler podcast. It's a podcast. It's where musicians come to trade advice. and it is on the PodSafe, or I'm sorry, the PodShow Delivery Network, which makes a copy of my original file on their servers, which some people didn't like when they first launched it. But here's a case where it was really good, because I posted my show last night about 12:30, and they sucked it over to their site so that that RSS feed of theirs, which is not pointing to my original RSS feed, which I've been screaming about for a while now, and they're going to fix that, by the way. I should point that out. But anyway, so the pod show side was great. And if you, because I use WordPress and I use PodPress, the PodPress part, meaning the Flash player and the download links on my site, worked. But I use a what did I use? Oh, I have a player on my MySpace page. That one, here's what happened. Instead of getting my episode, see, I was on an interactive podcast. We're going to talk about interactive podcasts here in a second. Meaning, it's a podcast that's listener-generated. And I was a guest on a show who will remain nameless. I'm not saying they're the ones that hacked my feed, but they sure benefited from it now, didn't they? So we're waiting for more facts to come in at this point before I make my official judgment. But nonetheless, wasn't real happy about this. So that people at MySpace were going to hear the new Musicians Cooler and instead got this, which was so not the Musicians Cooler. Right? And I went in and I went back to my raw, not my FeedBurner, because FeedBurner just mimics what your raw RSS feed, and my raw RSS feed had been hacked, and they put in this extra code, this comment thing, and just some code that was nowhere else in the show. And I really checked, because I thought, before I go screaming hijack, let's make sure I just, you know, it was 12:30. I was a little tired when I did this, but it wasn't user error. It was not. And so I was a little steamed, and I was like, well, it seems like it was okay. And then I fired up iTunes and I subscribed to my own podcast. And what came down? Yeah, it wasn't my podcast. It was theirs for just that show. I was not happy. Now, how did I fix this? I went into WordPress, looked at my raw HTML, copied it all, pasted it into Notepad. Okay, if you're doing anything with HTML, always use Notepad. Don't use Microsoft Word. Okay? Copied the destination where my MP3 file was on my on the PodShow delivery network, and deleted that episode because they had somehow horked that episode. Went back, looked at my raw RSS feed, searched for their MP3 file, which my RSS feed was pointing at, and it was gone. Went back, recreated the episode, posted back my HTML, posted back the destination of the true MP3 file, and everything was back up and going, and I changed the title to Reposted in the event that, and luckily I caught it fairly early. I think 20 people had downloaded my show. Musicians again, not exactly early risers. But I still don't quite get how they hacked my RSS feed. I have since changed the password to everything I own. But it was really weird. So I've always heard people say, you know, you should change your password like once a month, and always make it something that's, you know, not a word, and add some numbers and letters, and let's just say I didn't do that. It wasn't super easy to guess, but it wasn't really hard either. I'll go that route. That has been changed. So that would be my advice for you today. Go make your password something hard to hack. I don't know. I'm dying to talk to the people that I believe did this, the people whose episode appeared. Again, not saying they did this, but they are the people that benefited, so obviously that's the first people I want to talk to. But that would be my advice. Change your password. Okay, so moving on, shall we? I was on this show, like I said, and it's an interactive podcast. I guess that's the phrase we could use for this, interactive listener generated podcast, and we heard Dan do the last 5 and 5, and I've had people say, well, you should make this its own podcast, and I said, you know what, I don't know about that, because in my travels, I'm a big newsletter fan back when newsletters were cool, right? Back in the 80s, basically. I was a waiter. We created a newsletter for this restaurant to keep the employees informed of what was going on and any changes and things like that. And when I was in college, I was the editor of the student newsletter, which is really scary because any student will tell you at the School of Podcasting, Dave is the king of typos. But nonetheless, I was the editor of the student newsletter. So the thing I bring to this when I thought about, hey, I should make this its own podcast, The Last 5 and 5. What a cool way to use word of mouth. And I remember that every time I thought a newsletter was a good idea, everybody would go, hey, jeepers, that's a great idea. Golly, let's do it. And we would all jump on board. And by episode number 2, everybody's like, And I got stuck writing a newsletter because the boss always thought it was a great idea. And I wondered, you know, would an interactive podcast kind of be the same thing where it looked good on paper until you go to actually produce it? So I asked Greg from the 5 Questions podcast. Check him out at www.5questions.net. He has, again, what I'm calling an interactive podcast. It's a listener-generated podcast, I guess you could call it. And I asked him what the pros and cons were. And he said, well, the big pro is if you can get a loyal listening audience and response base, the show will write itself. Most listeners will show loyalty and even provide other question-based content to keep you going. Editing is the bear, but it's much easier sometimes as long as you control the ways people submit answers. Staying with K7 and Skype is a good way. The call from Dan, by the way, was on a K7 line. I use Call 8, which is their toll-free number, but it's more or less the same service. You can check out Call 8. I've got a link to it out at the show archives at schoolpodcasting.net. Stay, he says, with K7 and Skype. Skype, you can actually have a line in via Skype and record voicemail that way. He says that's a good way to guarantee high-quality audio from your respondents. Now, of course, the cons fall along the normal lines. If you start with a weekly show, it'll be hard to switch to any other time format without losing your audience. He says getting people to respond is difficult at first, but the churn rate of listeners is very low. He says offering prizes and incentives helps to get new listeners, and consistent marketing in the first 6 months is also key for growing the base, as it is really, if you think about that, for any podcast, but especially in this case. He says if you're spinning off a new show from a previous show, you have a better chance for survival because you'll have an established base to work with. Encouragement and credit go a long way in getting responses. Also make sure to tap groups who want or need self-promotion, such as singers, bands, actors, podcasters, things like that. They're likely to provide good answers, and in addition, they're going to give you content that you may not have expected, such as new songs and video and things like that. So again, that's Greg. Check him out. The number5questions.net. Thank you very much, Greg. I met him in California. I'll be at California this year if you're going to the Podcasting Expo. Let me know. Send me an email. When it gets close to that, don't send it to me now because I'll just forget, to be honest with you. I'll be doing a seminar on planning your podcast, how to avoid the ready, fire, aim syndrome. So I'm looking forward to it. Really getting kind of psyched for that. Started working on my PowerPoint presentation and things of that nature. So that, I believe, oh, and then last but not least, I almost forgot about this. I know we're going at 15 minutes. Feedburner and Juice are not playing nice together. And this was alerted to me from Rich Palmer of AudioGumshoe.com, as well as JT from the FreeMusicianList.com. He does a music podcast. And also from George Smith. And I was on his show. I actually did he does the 1 minute howto.com. Boy, Dave. Speaking of interactive podcasts, there's one. George uses listener-based content. Boy, I'm sorry, George. What a dope. Yeah, if you want to, you know, get your voice on somebody else's podcast, go over to 1minutehowto.com. He's got a bunch. He does the eclectic mix and the the dripinvesting.org and glsmith.com. Lots of you can find George all over the place. But here's the thing. What Feedburner did a little while back is they added some technology to where you could actually start to count downloads in your feed burner stats. And long story short, it ain't working with Juice. Now, Juice was formerly known as iPodder. And I found this out. Rich told me, and sure enough, I loaded my podcast into Juice, and the show notes work, and it sees the title, but it just doesn't download anything. Now, the fix to this, they say, and I'll put a link out to the FeedBurner forums that tells you this, but George actually copied and pasted this. Thanks, George. He says to change this, log into your FeedBurner feed, click on the standard stats if you're using standard stats. Now, obviously, if you're using the pro stats, you'd click on pro stats. Under the services area on the left-hand side. So standard stats under the service area on the left-hand side. Take the check mark off, and this is what it's called, item enclosure downloads, and then in parentheses, podcast downloads. Then once you take that off, and this is the key, save your changes. George says, I wasn't able to download my own shows until I did this. Bottom line is that anyone, like me, using iPod or Juice will not be able to get your shows, and it's a drag to see them unsubscribe because of the problem. Thanks, FeedBurner! Now, the other thing I'm really surprised, because I've had FeedBurner on the show twice, they're usually really upfront about what's going on, and I know they just bought some other company, but if they sent out a notice about this, I sure missed it, and that's a bad thing. Communication is really key, even in the case of bad news, so I was not happy about that. I have done this, and I'll put a link out in the show notes to the forums. It doesn't always work. Apparently Juice has its own caching issue where it will remember the original link that FeedBurner had, which of course is wrong because they changed the URL to your MP3, which is why it doesn't download. So I've been told, though, that by doing this, it does fix it, even if it doesn't work on your computer if you've tried this before. And without going in and reading the whole board, just go over and check it out. But from what I understand, it works. I did it on a new computer, and it seemed to fix the problem. So I just want to let you guys be aware of that because I hadn't heard squat. I saw a bunch of stuff in the Yahoo podcaster list, which is really good if you haven't subscribed to that. It's a lot of email, but there's some good stuff. But I never saw what the solution was or what the true cause was. So thank you very much, George. And that is going to do it for this edition of the School Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I'm sorry. I always try to make this 15 minutes or less, and we are just going to go over the 18-minute mark right now. We're at 18 minutes. So I apologize for that. So let's do this quick, all right? SchoolPodcasting.net, show archives. Anything I just mentioned, all the last five and five, thank you very much, Dan, from Journey Inside Your Mind. Thanks to George. Thanks to JT. Thanks to Rich Palmer for helping us out, alerting me about that Juice thing. That's where all these show archives are. If you'd like to get more knowledge about podcasting, if you're a new podcaster and want to get started, check us out, SchoolPodcasting.com. If you're a veteran podcaster looking to take your podcast to the next level, you can do that as well with our hours of tutorials and hundreds of resources. Thanks for tuning in. Until we meet again, class dismissed.